Today I've got something fun to share with you. At least it's fun for me because it's really cool. I'm going to share with you how to add Facebook comments to a blog and improve search ranking. Perhaps by now you've seen a few blogs using Facebook comments. If you've not seen it yet, you can witness it in action here on SEO and Social Media Marketing Blog. Go ahead and look if you must, but we'll get to that part anyway. When I recently added Facebook comments, I was so excited about the increased commenting and Facebook sharing that I knew others would want to know about it too. I want to tell you about some really useful features of this free service, including SEO, that's search engine optimization benefits, enhanced user experience, increased social interaction, and more. Then I'll give you step-by-step instructions on how to add Facebook comments to your blog or any website. So let's get started. Before I give you the step-by-step how-to, I want to explain some huge benefits. After all, it really doesn't make sense to do this if you don't know why or how it can benefit your website. Maybe I should have split this into two articles, but if you're just here for the installation, you can jump to that and skip ahead. It could get a little geeky around here for some people, but haven't you ever really wanted to know what makes geeks tick anyway? Read on, my non-geek friends, or listen on, I should say. I have some love for you, too. Facebook comments SEO benefit. It is not a secret that Google and Bing use information from social media for ranking websites. Since December of last year, it's been observed that one of the strongest individual signals Google uses is the number of Facebook shares. That is, the number of times somebody actually shares your website on Facebook. Sure, a Facebook like is just grand, but Google treats the Facebook share like it's sucking grape soda through a garden hose. When you use Facebook comments, it greatly increases the probability of people sharing your blog on Facebook. Of course, they don't have to, but the way I see it is that unless I'm ashamed of something I'm reading and commenting on, I'll usually share my comments on Facebook, along with the originating article. Other people seem to react the same way, and since the option's so simple and right there in front of them, it's easy to see why it will increase the probability of a blog article receiving more Facebook shares. In case you're doubtful about the value of Facebook sharing to SEO, here's some influential third-party references on the matter. One by SEOmoz, Facebook plus Twitter's influence on Google search rankings. Another one by Search Engine Land, what social signals do Google and Bing really count? Another one from SEOmoz, correlation data for SEO and social media analysis. Really good information, and I've included a video from the third article on the list. If you don't have time for it, just know that Facebook sharing can really benefit your search engine rankings, and that Facebook comments are a huge step toward that goal. Let's not forget that in addition to the benefit of Google and Bing using Facebook sharing in their rankings, it also opens the floodgates to more people seeing your website. That means more people to potentially share it along with their friends. Oh, it all gets so exponential and mathematical, I think I may need another cigarette. Facebook comments enhance user experience. User experience sounds so cliche and empty to me, but you understand the notion. Making your website easy and familiar is imperative to success. The end user is why we all work so hard to make our websites feel easy and familiar, like sweatpants and a pair of flip-flops. It has to be comfortable or people will stop coming back, or coming at all. On the other hand, if you focus the website on benefiting the end user before you know it, that hard work all starts to make a lot of sense. People start blasting it out to all their friends about how they almost peed their shoes when they found the one website on earth that actually smelled like bacon and rubbed them like a teenager in the backseat of a Camaro. If you want to call it user experience, go ahead. I'm thinking about the party in the yellow Camaro with the steamy windows. Then, before I fall asleep, I'll paw through the fridge in search of that bacon I smelled. That's how I see user experience, and you can flop on my virtual couch anytime. It's comfy, isn't it? Here's how Facebook comments improve the user experience. Let's face it, everybody who ever wrote a blog wants to see comments, even if only to point out a typosnafical error. They want to know that they didn't do all that work for nothing. if you're reading this or listening to this, you probably have a blog. So you know what I mean. The challenge is in making comments an easy and natural response for the people who read your work. Of course, you could look at it this way. Maybe everybody except you is a lazy, no-good, deadbeat blog lurker who soaks up your hard work and then laughs in your face when they click away to their next victim. Or you could consider that there are a lot of busy people, and even a lot of them who really don't know much about blogs or the benefits of participating. They don't all know the value of getting to know all those other readers with the same interests. This makes it your job, as the blogger, to fix the challenges. You need to make it easy and natural to leave a comment, and Facebook comments do just that. Shoe-peeing, Camaro-sweating, bacon-scented, unicorn-kissing, all-you-can-haul-out-the-door-for-a-dollar brilliant content, it is not always enough. You have to make it so easy that getting up to deal with a bad case of diarrhea can wait just a few more seconds while they shower you with their loving words. Facebook comments increase social interaction. With well over 500 million people using Facebook, it's a lot more recognized than your blog. People know how to use it. Facebook is comfy, cozy, snuggly, familiar place for many people. Those Facebooky people are not so shy to communicate on Facebook. They do it all the time. That's what Facebook is there for, and that is also why it is on my blog and probably on your blog soon. Facebook comments meet the challenges of familiarity and ease of use, like a hungry blogger meets a greasy bacon sandwich. Or grassy one, either way. If people aren't talking to you and each other with Facebook comments on your blog, you can believe it. They really just don't like you or other people at all. Some interesting things to note is that when somebody comments and elects to share it on Facebook along with the article, it will appear simultaneously on the blog and on Facebook. Replies to that person will then be visible to them on their Facebook wall, as well as a link back to the article. It's really cool how it works. For those who have their employer set up properly and visible publicly on Facebook, another neat feature is that their title and company Facebook page will appear along with their comments. You can see it in my sample comment that I'll leave on this article when I publish it. That can create a lot of additional possibilities for business networking. Of course, the user's Facebook security settings still apply. How to add Facebook comments to a blog. This is what you came for, at least that's what the title said. So I'm going to tell you. The list of nice features goes on, but we can chat about that in the comments. That way you can see how neat it really is from a user perspective. But let's get to the part about how you can add these nifty Facebook comments to your blog. I'm going to explain it based on WordPress, but it is similar for other websites. I looked for a plugin for this, but I didn't find one, so I may write a Facebook Comments WordPress plugin, actually just a relatively simple installation script, if I get the time. The closest plugins I found were to import comments from Facebook Notes, but that's not the same thing at all. This is how to actually include and synchronize Facebook comments, likes, and shares on a website. This is really not very hard, but Facebook's documentation is so lengthy that it could get confusing if you don't know what you're looking for. So I'm going to include the links you will need to visit on Facebook and what to do when you get there. If you need help, that just makes good sense, makes a good case for why blogs have comments in the first place. Step 1, create a Facebook application. This doesn't mean going to school for web programming, and creating an app is much easier than it sounds. All you have to do is click on the link here on the blog and enter an app name, like the name of your blog, agree to Facebook terms, and then fill in a few more easy blanks, like your web address and such. Once you have set up the app, hold on to that info for a bit. You'll need the application ID in the next step. Relax, you can do this, really. If you get confused, just add your questions in the comments on the blog and somebody will help you, probably me. If you start feeling a bout of rage coming on, just put down the weapon and ring me up, 866-A-WEB-GUY. I'll do it for you for a song. Well, actually a song with some of your money, but not all of it. Step 2, load the JavaScript SDK. If that creating an application thing sounded hard, this one sounds like having to share a sleeping bag with your mother-in-law. actually quite simple. I don't know why they make it sound so difficult. In this step, all you're doing is adding the basic information the application will need for your website in the format that Facebook needs it. It looks daunting to some people, but if you just look at the example on the blog here and find where it says your app ID, replace that, the letters only, with the ID number that you received when you created the app. You can either go and copy the code on the Facebook developer's JavaScript SDK page, I've included a link, or just use the snippet on the blog here. I suggest using the version where it says loading the SDK asynchronously, because that'll help avoid other things loading slower on your site as it loads. It helps it speed up a little bit. You only need the one snippet of code, and the one that I use here on my blog is included. That's the one that I've used as the example. Just be sure to put your new app ID where it says your app ID in the code. Step 3, copy and paste the JavaScript SDK. If my mother's reading this, she's probably going to the kitchen junk drawer for glue. That copy and paste thing drives her guano crazy. I will handle it for my mom when she gets hot on her blogging career, but for you, this will be a snap. Take that snippet of code that I just showed you or told you about, edited with your new app ID, and open your WordPress theme editor. It is right there in the place where you add new blog posts. More specifically, it is at your domain /wp-admin/theme-editor.php, unless you have some freaky deaky version of WordPress. This is where you can see a list of your theme files sitting there ready to beat up like a row of redheaded boys in pink high water pants. By the way, if you pay attention, please stop beating up the WordPress redheads. The precise placement of this code is not a huge issue. You see, this really is easy. I added mine into the header.php file in my theme. It could have a slightly different name on yours than mine in your theme, but you have something like that, where it has all the header-ish kind of stuff. Within that file, you'll see words like head, body, meta, and a lot of others. I added my JavaScript SDK snippet immediately below the body tag on my blog. You can see where it is in my source code if you like, but just don't go giving me any grandma guilt if you don't like the HTML comments in my source code. Just search for the code for the word body. It's in there. You can find it. I have faith in you, even if you're not a programmer. Paste your code somewhere right around there, or exactly there, but keep that same page open. You still need to shove some more stuff in there. Step 4, add Facebook's XMLNS:FB namespace attribute to your HTML tag. That sounds worse than it is, but we want this to be easy. So while you have that header opened, look for the part that has the namespace attribute in your HTML tag. I've given an example of it here on the blog so you can see it. You need to add the namespace for the Facebook right behind it. Well, with a space, of course. So it should turn out a lot like the example here on the blog. Just copy it and replace the old one. You're safe, really. Step 5, add the Open Graph protocol. I swear these Facebook guys smoke some crazy stuff to make this sound so darn complex. This is just a series of meta tags, little bits of information about your website and the specific pages, so Facebook knows what it needs to know. Here's the code you need on the blog here with minimal editing. If you're using WordPress, all you need to do is edit the parts in capital letters for your app ID. You can pretty it up with line breaks and stuff if you like. Really makes no difference in function. I've really formatted this to make sure it works just right for a WordPress blog. Or at least it should for any of them that aren't totally whacked. Step 6. Add the comments code. Ah, this is the easy stuff. You're almost done. You need to paste the code on your website where you want the comments to appear. In your WordPress theme editor, just click to edit singlepost.php, or the equivalent in your theme. It may be named differently, but don't let that eat you up. I added it immediately above my existing comments. Just search the file for the word comments and you'll probably find it really quick. The only editing you will need to do is to adjust the width on it. It's 520 in my example code here, because that's what it is on my blog. So you want to edit that width that you want it to appear on your blog, and also the num_posts. That's just the number of posts that it shows by default without somebody having to click to view more posts. That should really do it. Save everything, start enjoying more comments and Facebook shares. But what about WordPress or Discuss comments? To me, WordPress's built-in comments, Discuss comments, intense debate, and etc. are not replaced by Facebook comments, but rather enhanced. You cannot import your existing blog comments into your Facebook, or at least for now, and I still enjoy all the features of Discuss, so I think it makes good sense to keep an existing comment system in place. I'm keeping Discuss right here where people can embed videos, upload photos, and all the other great networking benefits, but I'm also pretty excited about the new addition. Which one will you choose to use to add your take on the matter? If you don't leave me a comment, I may just think you're a snob, so please redeem yourself. Oh, and give that share button a whirl. Unless you're ashamed of me. I've added some more useful Facebook articles as well on this blog, so you may find some of those links helpful. There are a couple of them there that are pretty darn cool, I think, if I do say so myself. I thank you for tuning in and paying attention to this matter. I think it's really going to benefit you if you use it. So let me know. Drop me a line, ask me any questions, or let me know that you thought it was kick-ass when you added it to your blog. Have a great day.